Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is January 13, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Digital Twins, an Artificial Intelligence in Heart Failure, the Premise and the Promise. Heart failure care shows inconsistent outcomes with delayed recognition of clinical deterioration. Traditional artificial intelligence operates at a population level, proving unable to keep pace with the rapidly shifting physiological states in heart failure. Digital twin technology is described as a continuously calibrated, mechanistically grounded computational replica. This approach represents a decisive shift for managing individual heart failure patients. Article number 2. Identification of heart transplant rejection subtypes with circulating microRNAs. Circulating microRNAs are promising biomarkers for acute cellular rejection and antibody-mediated rejection in heart transplantation. This 5-center prospective longitudinal cohort study graft assessed the characteristics and diagnostic performance of previously identified microRNAs. The study evaluated these microRNAs alongside clinical rejection scores in distinct blood samples obtained at the time of an endomyocardial biopsy. This research identifies specific microRNA profiles for heart transplant rejection subtypes. Article number 3. External validation of an explainable electrocardiogram-only deep learning algorithm for prediction of response after cardiac resynchronization therapy. Cardiac resynchronization therapy improves clinical outcomes in patients with dyssynchronous heart failure, yet many patients selected under current guidelines do not respond. This study conducted an external validation of Factor E, CG, an explainable deep learning-based pipeline for predicting response following biventricular pacing. The underlying deep learning algorithm was previously trained on over 1 million electrocardiogram median beats to learn generative factors of the electrocardiogram. This validation provides a new tool for predicting individual patient response to cardiac resynchronization therapy. Article number 4. Temporal variability of the electromechanical window in long QT syndrome and drug-induced QT prolongation. Value for enhanced arrhythmia risk assessment. Electromechanical window, defined as aortic valve closure time minus QT interval, assessment outperformed corrected QT interval as a predictor of symptomatic status in long QT syndrome. This study investigated the relationship between temporal corrected QT interval and electromechanical window dynamics with ventricular tachyarrhythmia timing. The research cohort included 47 patients with long QT syndrome without ventricular tachyarrhythmia, 18 with long QT syndrome with ventricular tachyarrhythmia, and 9 with drug-induced QT prolongation with ventricular tachyarrhythmia. These findings enhance arrhythmia risk assessment in both congenital long QT syndrome and drug-induced QT prolongation. Article number 5. Reevaluating internal thoracic artery use in octogenarians undergoing multivessel coronary artery bypass grafting. Internal thoracic artery use is a quality benchmark in coronary artery bypass grafting, though its value in octogenarians previously remained uncertain. This study compared midterm major adverse cardiac events and all-cause mortality among octogenarians undergoing coronary artery bypass grafting with internal thoracic artery plus saphenous vein grafts versus saphenous vein grafts only. Researchers identified 13,925 octogenarians who underwent isolated, first-time, elective coronary artery bypass grafting with 2 to 4 grafts between 2015 and 2022. This comparison provides clarity on the benefits of internal thoracic artery use in this older patient population. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.